It's 12 o'clock on the dot. Good afternoon and welcome to the Money Web at Midday Show with myself, Dumisang Dlovu, again today standing in for my colleague Warren Thompson. This show is brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, Leaders in Business. Today we will look at developments on the market a day after the delivery of the 2018 budget speech with Just One Lab founder Simon Brown. Then we'll discuss Woolworths results with Group CEO Ian Moyer, and straight after that we hear from Spurs CEO Pierre van Donder about the food chain's results. But first, take a listen to snippets of the 2018 budget speech delivered by Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba in Parliament yesterday, where he announced that VAT would be going up from 14 to 15% for the first time in over 24 years, as well as addressing financial challenges facing South Africa, including the budget deficit and free higher education costs.
We have the opportunity to achieve faster and more inclusive growth, to create jobs for our people and a better life for all South Africans. Government has made significant changes to the fiscal framework. Firstly, new tax measures, the potential contributions from the three major tax instruments, which raise over 80% of our revenue, that is personal and corporate income tax and VAT. Government still faces a revenue gap of 48.2 billion rand in the current year, which carries through to the outer years of the medium-term expenditure framework. Government will be spending 792 billion rand on basic education, 668 billion rand on health, and 528 billion rand on social grants over the medium term.
That was Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba delivering his maiden 2018 budget speech in Parliament yesterday. MoneyWeb has a unique opportunity for financial advisors through our Click in Advisor offering. Advisors can interact with a growing investor-based audience and attract new clients. Get everything you need to know by joining our free webinar on February the 27th at 11 a.m. Go to www.moneyweb.co.za to secure your spot. We kick off our top story segment today with the latest Woolworths results. The food and clothing retailer Holdings reported a 15% drop in half-year profit. This has been largely linked to a hefty write-down charge on values of its business in Australia. That is the David Jones business we are talking about. Group CEO Ian Moyer joins us on the line. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
First, talk us through the impact of that David Jones write-down in Australia.
Well, it actually doesn't affect the headline earnings per share, which were down by 15%. That's due to other reasons. What it does affect, obviously, is the total earnings per share, which were well down on prior year. And the write-down is the write-down of goodwill, so it's a non-cash-based item, and it's just reflecting our view on future cash flows, the economic cycle, and some of the things we got wrong within David Jones. But it doesn't actually, you know, it doesn't affect our view on the business, it doesn't affect the fact that we believe we're doing absolutely the right things to make sure David Jones works much better in the future and delivers really what the customer is looking for. And it hasn't, doesn't mean that we've pulled back on our capital investment. We're investing in stores, in systems, new product, better experience within that business, and we'll continue to do so.
Locally here in South Africa, what picture do these figures paint for Woolies?
I think a mixed bag. We really good result in our food business. You know, significant top line growth. In fact, the best in the market. We took market share from our competition every. In fact, we've done it every month for about 7 years. So it's a good performing business, very profitable, resonating with the customer. And we continue to drive and build that business. And hopefully, we'll see more of the same going forward. We're not complacent at all, but we're pleased with the performance of that business. Within the clothing business, we're less pleased. We made a mistake and disappointed our female customer. It's within clothing. It's really women's wear that's driven a below market result. And with women within women's wear, it's really one of our brands, Edition, but it's a big brand. It's meant to talk to the 35 to 55 year old customer, female customer who's looking for modern wearable fashion. We didn't get it right. It was too fashionable. It was too young. We've recognized that. We're fixing it. And going forward, the customer can expect something that they're really looking for from Woolies. we'll get that business back on track.
Speaking of going forward, the outlook that's expected, what exactly is the outlook that Woolworths is looking to throughout the rest of this 2018 year?
Myself and my team are very bullish. The South African environment, I think since Cyril Ramaphosa has come in, we're seeing quite a different world. You know, we're seeing a whole country that's looking up, not down. We're seeing a whole country that can see where it's going, that's focused on growth, fixing the ills of the past, dealing with the big issues around unemployment and education, being fiscally responsible with the budget yesterday, and stamping on corruption. So I think for us as a business, and more importantly for our customers, there'll be more confidence coming back in, and with more confidence will come increased spending. And it's not going to happen overnight. It will take time, but we're confident.
Thank you so much for your time. Woolworths Group CEO Ian Moyer talking us through the food and clothing retailers' results. Still on results, we now focus on food chain Spurs figures. Total franchise restaurant sales declined by 2.6%, with those in South Africa at 3.0% lower. CEO Pierre van Donder joins us now. Thank you so much for your time, Pierre.
Thank you.
The numbers are not fantastic. What were the main contributing factors here?
You know, the main contributing factors, I think everybody's quite well aware that, you know, Mothership, which is Spur, took quite a hammering last year in terms of not only the economic factors or the political factors, but the social media factors. And 2017 wasn't a particularly good time for us. However, having said that, et cetera, we are turning the corner slowly. But if you look at the results in isolation, the impact of what occurred last year in 2017 was a very, very difficult time for us.
And we are talking about the racial incident that went viral on social media. How do you then expect going forward to rectify that matter so that it doesn't come back to bite you?
Yeah, we never referred to it as a racial incident, although obviously the media turned it into a racial incident. We found it an altercation between two customers. And we've been, you know, we took lessons out of this. I mean, if you let any good crisis go to waste, you're not a good business person. So having said that, et cetera, we've taken the necessary strategic principles and entrenched them with our franchisees, okay, that we do not have an occurrence of this nature again. You know, having said that, et cetera, it's been a very difficult road, and we've had to discuss with franchisees. And if you look at our results as well, we've had to invest in our franchisees' business from a Spur Group perspective in order to keep them in business as well.
On a broader scale, what is expected in terms of outlook? Is this downward trend expected to continue?
No, we've actually, in the last quarter or so, when we're doing our presentations, we've actually turned the corner a little bit in terms of, you know, we've had to give less concessions to our franchisees. Our franchisees are showing better margins than they have before. And at the end of the day, I think we, going forward, we're expecting a better second half than our first half.
The group did invest in the likes of Rocomamas and Panarottis. What impact has that diversification played in the entire scheme of things?
Well, you look at the Rocomamas figures, etc., 37.5% increase, 8 new restaurants. It's been a very, very good acquisition for us. From a figures point of view, our investment in Panarottis has also proven to be very successful in terms of even in trying markets and increasing turnover. Even our John Dory's and Hussar brands have performed exceptionally well in very tight economic times. So if you just isolate from the Spur perspective, you isolate the other brands, we're more than happy with our performance in those brands.
What can we expect in the near future? Is the Spur Group intending on buying even more?
Well, you know, we're always open out there for, we like what I would call acquisitions that have the opportunity, like in Rocomamas and Panarottis and those type of things, where we can grow the brands in South Africa. And we're definitely on the lookout for possible acquisitions. At the same time, we have internal strategies that will be focusing on growing our existing brands, and we're opening 22 new stores in the second half. We've just opened Zimbabwe, which is Rocomamas Zimbabwe, and we're quite active in Africa as well, as we are in Australia. So there's some blue sky stuff out there for us.
Thank you so much for your time, Spur CEO Pierre van Donder, discussing the food chain Spurs results. 10 past 12, we now turn our focus to developments on the market. It's all red with the all shade down. So are financials, resources, industrials, gold, and the top 40. The rand trading at 11.71 to the dollar, 16.27 to the pound, and 14.40 to the euro. Gold at $1,323.47 an ounce, platinum $988.70, and Brent crude oil $65.07 a barrel. Just One Lab founder Simon Brown joins us for this segment. Good afternoon, Si.
Afternoon.
An interesting week. We saw 2018 budget. How has the market developments reacted to that delivery yesterday?
Well, they liked the budget yesterday. The market was up about 1.3% while the minister was speaking. Rand about 8 cents stronger. All of our government bonds heading back to pre-Minister Nene's firing, so late 2015. And then, unfortunately, the wheels came off overnight in Asia and the U.S., and we've been following that trend. We'd initially had the sort of honeymoon, and that started pre the conference last year, followed through post the conference, and then last week. But we're really following local markets, and they were under significant pressure last night, and we're following 1.5% down so far today.
Lots of company results out. We heard from Woolworths and Spur. Massmart also came out. Which ones caught your attention?
So Woolies, because I'm a shareholder and I followed my rights to wander off into Australia. A mixed bag. You just had the interview there with the CEO locally. Food, doing really, really well. Nice margins. Ladies clothing, no, not working. That's always going to be a bit hit and miss. Mr. Price got it wrong a couple of years ago. It's going to be tough. The point is, I suppose, is twofold. How often do you miss and how quickly do you recover? You know, with Mr. Price, it was the first time. With Woolies, this is not their first miss. Yeah. They've missed before, but recovered fairly quickly from it. And Australia just remains deeply disappointing. I take that the write-down is non-cash. Yes. That is correct. But it was cash on the way in. They paid for that. I mean, it's non-cash on the way out. It's cash on the way in. So, you know, as a shareholder, that's a chunk of money that's 10-odd billion that's just sort of disappeared, 7-odd billion, a third of the price that they paid. And Australia's troubling. You know, the question, you know, the sense is, they're going to get it right. Well, okay, but I'm not getting a strong sense of what's wrong with Australia that they can tweak beyond... It's just not working as it really, really should. And that's frankly concerning.
What then should be done in a scenario like that if something is seemingly not working?
I mean, the ultimate embarrassing exit is a sale, usually at discount. Typically what you see is that they're only a couple of years into the process. They continue, they try this, try that, etc. Yeah. And ultimately, you write down enough, you get your base low enough, and it starts to look at least decent. But then you got to say, well, okay, if you split the business into Australia and Africa, Southern Africa, is the Australia still a drag in the sense? It might be generating profits, but is it generating at the same levels, same margins, same growth as South Africa, which is ultimately what you're looking for when you're doing expansions? You want same or, truthfully, better.
Going back to the budget, the 14 VAT going up from 14 to 15%, what are your views on that? This has caused quite a bit of debate by everyone arguing, what exactly does it mean?
Look, it hurts. And there's a lot of zero-rated VAT products. That's nice. But the truth is that, you know, let's take eggs. They're zero-rated. But getting the eggs from the farm, I suppose it is, to the store requires petrol, and petrol is going to be more expensive and the like. Truthfully, you know, I'm old enough to remember when VAT in 93 went from 10 to 14%.
Sure.
And that was a shocker, you know, and some of those budgets in the late 80s were absolute shockers. This wasn't, but it is going to hurt the economy. It is, short answer is, they had no other choice. You know, a 1%, one percentage point increase to 15% adds about 22 billion. We needed, we were 48 billion short.
Yes.
Without that, there was no way this budget in any sense was going to start to balance. So it was needed. 15%, not nice, going to hurt, but it still puts us, you know, below the average for Africa, below the global average for VAT. The biggest problem is that VAT never comes down. Globally, VAT never comes down. Whereas, you know, if they'd done it in personal tax or company tax or those other taxes, you know, we see those fluctuate over time. But But again, as I say, they wouldn't have generated the level of revenue that we needed, that the minister needed. So that was almost a no-brainer. And it's going to hurt. We saw great inflation numbers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, some of that shine is going to be taken out by VAT, by petrol, by fiscal drag, not changing the tax bracket for earners of over around half a million rand. It's going to take some of that shine off the CPI we saw. And my biggest concern is that they're looking for GDP growth of 2% and some change in 2020. And I hope they're wrong. I hope it's 3 or 4. Because 2% is population growth, and it means at least we're not getting poorer as South Africans anymore, but equally we're not getting richer. But that's going to take it's a ginormous task. It's a gigantuan task that this government has.
You win some, you lose some, and in South Africa we seem to be floating in the same place. Thank you so much for your time. Always a pleasure speaking to you. Just One Lab founder Simon Brown talking us through the market developments. Remember, this show is brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, leaders in business.
Numerology studies tell us that numbers have symbolic meaning. Number 8 stands for success, 4 is stability, and 3 represents advantage. These qualities, over and above trust, ethics, and leadership, are embraced by CASA, the leading accounting, auditing, and tax business designation underpinned by ethical standards, delivering responsible business leadership to take your business to number 1. Because business is more than just numbers. CASA, leaders in business.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tune in to the MoneyWeb at Midday show again tomorrow for the latest business news and market wrap. Catch the SAFM Market Update show and RSG Geldsaake for more MoneyWeb radio content daily at 6 p.m. or go onto our website at www.moneyweb.co.za. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.